From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, the Federal Reserve continues to pull back on its economic stimulus. But is it pulling back too much too soon?
But first, that's the sound of wind and water in Pensacola, Florida, a city devastated by widespread flooding and a deadly explosion that follows the heaviest rainfall in a single day there since the late 1800s. Storms have also pummeled parts of Tennessee and Mississippi, but the torrential rains were heaviest in Florida. People there were rescued off rooftops, and roads were cut into pieces or entirely wiped out. Here's resident Elizabeth Peden, who narrowly escaped the floodwaters in Pensacola.
Frightened is not the word. I thought I was going to drown because the water was coming in the car. And I thought if I stay in the car with the windows up, I'm going to drown.
In some areas, 2 feet of rain fell in a 24-hour period. Tom Ninestein is an editor with the Pensacola News Journal, and he had an opportunity to tour that devastated region by helicopter. Tom, welcome. And would you describe for us what you saw as you flew over the flooded areas?
Thank you for having me, Sasha. Yes, it was just, it was heartbreaking to see homes, cars, just submerged by water. I was here for Hurricane Ivan, and the water damage here far exceeds that. There are estimates as much as 26 inches of rain fell in Santa Rosa County, where I live, and just about the same in Escambia County, where Pensacola is located. Today, it's still overcast. We're expecting as much as an inch to an inch and a half of rain, which will only add to the misery. But we're slowly mopping up. The Salvation Army is out hitting the hardest hit areas with food to help those that have been displaced. Shelters are open. County officials have started the assessment of damage. Governor Rick Scott was here first thing yesterday to provide help from the National Guard. Our senators and our Congressman Jeff Miller are seeking help from FEMA. We're going to get out of this.
There's a stunning photo circulating of a highway down there just half collapsed. It's just gone. Where are you seeing the worst damage, and in terms of what infrastructure has sustained the worst damage?
Well, Scenic Highway is the highway you're referencing, and it is one of the most traveled in Pensacola. It's a north and west that bounds Escambia Bay, and that really was an eye-opener for us. We've canceled schools today and likely tomorrow to make sure that the roads are all stable. The last thing we need is a school bus full of children on a road that's not quite stable. Some of the bridges are being checked out, but it's most of the major roads have been affected.
You mentioned Escambia Bay, and another major story happening in your city is the explosion at the Escambia County Jail. Now, early reports are that 2 people are dead and up to 150 are injured. What do we know about that explosion and whether it is somehow tied to the flooding?
We have updated the story just recently on PNJ.com, and there are 2 confirmed dead. We believe that they are inmates. There are at least 3 people who continue to be missing. The 150 people have been taken to various hospitals. I spoke with one hospital spokesman, and he said that most of them have been released. Probably, you know, smoke inhalation and minor injuries, but right now the identities of the 2 that were killed haven't been released. Right now, it looks like it's a suspected gas explosion that may have caused this. And what happens is when the ground starts to wash away, those pipes start to become vulnerable.
That's Tom Ninestein. He's an editor at the Pensacola News Journal. Tom, be safe, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.